You've been, you know, mushing for, I think, most of your life, and now out in Bethel for a few years now. How well prepared do you feel, given that experience, for your first Iditarod run?
Like, the longest race I've done is 300 miles, and this is completely different. But what I figured during my races is just go a little slower, rest enough, and that's my our team's main goal, is to rest and run quite conservative and make sure that as many dogs get to know them, and just keeping the dogs happy and healthy.
So this is a young team?
It's everything. It's the youngest is 1.5 years old, and the oldest is 7. Okay. So there's veterans and some new ones.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this first part of the trail, have you spent any time out in the Alaska Range?
So I've done the Willow 300 two times, and I've done the Cusco 300 one time.
Okay.
So that's all, almost all my race experience.
What are you looking forward to for, you know, these first couple days, the, you know, some of the more technical parts of the trail?
Well, like every musher, I'm just looking forward to get out there and get done with all the stress and planning and just do what you have been planning for. And what we left behind is left behind, and you just have to take everything as it comes. So I'm just looking forward to get the dogs running and not thinking about being nervous anymore.
How do you mentally prepare yourself, given all that you have to think about and coordinate?
Mentally, I've been guiding for a few years, knowing that you just have to keep calm with the dogs, so the dogs can be as calm as possible. And when you're calm, you have control. But of course, you're thinking about everything that can go wrong. So if something goes wrong, so you're prepared for it. But yeah, there's never say never, but we'll try to keep control and keep calm.
I have to ask, is there any Norwegian foods that you pack for the trail?
Not really. It's I got sent out some burritos that Pete's mom made, and a lot of, I love Thanksgiving, so a lot of my main meals is stuffing from Thanksgiving food.
Okay. This particular string of dogs, did you run any of these in the Cusco this year?
I ran the Bogus Creek this year, but yeah, I ran some of them in the Bogus and some of them ran in Pete's team in the Cusco.
Okay. Well, have fun out there, Nick, and we'll see you down the trail.
Yeah.